This episode is brought to you by Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast. When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hears from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Before AI can help your business predict demand, accelerate growth, inform decisions, automate tasks, reveal insights, generate content, you have to trust it. Introducing Watson X Governance, helping you govern any AI as data, models, and policies change so you can scale it responsibly. Let's create AI that begins with trust with Watson X Governance. Learn more at ibm.com/governance. IBM, let's create.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Welcome to Brainstuff, a production of iHeartRadio.
Hey, Brainstuff, Lauren Vogelbaum here. In many houses, creaking floors may be part of the home's charm or a source of annoyance for the residents. But in some 17th century Japanese residences, creaking floors were installed intentionally in hopes of making it more difficult for intruders to sneak in unheard. These floors are called uguisubari, or nightingale floors, and they use clever construction to generate a distinct chirping sound whenever anyone sets foot on the boards. The floors ultimately served as a sort of alarm system in some famous Japanese homes, and seem rather at odds with the otherwise elegant artistry that surrounds the occupants. In Kyoto, for instance, visitors can try their best to slide silently across the floors in Nijo Castle and in Toji Inn Temple, but they may find that it's nearly impossible because the floor's design actually makes a louder sound as steps become lighter, singing like the winged nightingales for which they're named. The floors are built much like any other, with wooden planks laid one by one along a common joist. But instead of nailing those planks firmly to the joist, the planks are left just a little bit loose so that they can move up and down a fraction of an inch as footsteps apply and release pressure. A metal clamp is affixed to the bottom of each plank, oriented so that when the plank moves, it rubs the clamp against a nail, creating the distinctive squeaking sound. The first nightingale floors probably weren't purposefully made to squeak. They were probably just a result of the home's natural settling and aging. But as people realized the value of audible alerts, they began building floors to make the sounds intentionally. It's a quirky feature that may have saved a few fortunes and lives throughout Japanese history. Installing the clamps was pricey and far more complicated than a typical, mostly silent wooden floor. So only royalty and the truly wealthy, or perhaps truly paranoid, could afford to have squeaky floors built in their homes. No one wanted to be mistaken for a potential assassin or robber. So in royal palaces, armed guards would walk in specific rhythms that would indicate to others that they belonged there and weren't a potential danger to the inhabitants. Intruders, on the other hand, were left guessing as to a floor's construction, because from the top, Nightingale floors look the same as any other. Today's episode was written by Nathan Chandler and produced by Tyler Klang. For more on this and lots of other topics, visit howstuffworks.com. Brainstuff is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Happy Pride from Tomboy X, celebrating Pride and the queer community all year. Queer founded, queer run, and the makers of the original boxer briefs for women, creating sustainable size and gender inclusive underwear, swimwear, and loungewear for all bodies so you feel comfortable in your own skin. Tomboy X just dropped their Pride 24 collection, obsessively fit tested for all day comfort in sizes 3 extra small through 6X. Visit tomboyx.com.
You wouldn't expect to hear that we're America's third best city for beer like this one. Or home to vibes like this. And this. It might surprise you that we're top 10 for immersive art that's like...
Whoa.
And... Not to mention, we have one of the top zoos in the country. So can a city with the country's best pro soccer team, ranking as a top culinary destination in the world, be in your own backyard? Yes, Columbus. Plan your summer at experiencecolumbus.com/summer.